Christ.
Paul teaches us to offer our lives daily as living sacrifice to God. Because the Bible is very clear that the resurrected Lord is returning. Because he was raised. He was dead.
3 days
After 3 days, he was resurrected. He was raised from the dead on the third day.
所以保罗很清楚地将这个福音的内容很简短地就从哥林多前书15章那里告诉我们知。
So Paul clearly and succinctly summarized this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
就是基督照着圣经所记的，为我们的罪死了，又埋葬了，第三日复活了。
That Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried and he was raised on the third day.
所以他是复活的主。
He is a resurrected Lord.
他不单止复活，并且向他的圣徒显现。
Not only did he live again, he also appeared to his disciples.
如果你有圣经，你可以翻开这个哥林多前书15章，那里告诉我们，他一次过向500人来显现。
So 1 Corinthians 15 reminds us that he appeared to many at times up to 500.
所以主耶稣的复活是很明显的。
So it's clear that he resurrected, he was raised from the dead.
也是圣徒为他作的见证。
And these are the disciples' testimony for his resurrection.
天使在《使徒行传》第一章讲到主耶稣升天的时候，就提醒那些看着他上去的圣徒。
The angels at the ascension of Jesus Christ also reminded his disciples,
若告诉你们他怎样往天上去，他也要怎样回来。
So the angels reminded them, this Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven.
所以你们不用看了，继续就开始将这个好消息向世人作见证了。
So look no further, but continue to preach and spread this good news to the whole world.
等着他怎样回来。
And expect him to return.
所以《使徒行传》整本书就讲到门徒怎样去将这个信息向世人来作见证。
So the entire book of Acts describes how his disciples began to preach the gospel, spread the gospel to the whole world.
所以我们今天的重点就要回到这个很重要的地方，复活的主会回来的。
So the main point for the message this morning is this, that the resurrected Lord is returning.
我们过去几个月都是看这个启示录。
We have spent a few months reading from the book of Revelation.
启示录都是讲主耶稣再来的那个世界的末日。
And the Revelation talk about the end of the earth, and end of time.
而世界上将会发生的什么事。
And what events will occur towards the end of time for the earth.
而我们未升上去，未被主接走的之前，我们在世上做什么呢？
And what we should be doing before we are raised up to heaven to meet our Lord.
就按照《使徒行传》刚才我们读的圣经。
And according to the book of Acts, what we read earlier,
就是要向地极作为主作美好的见证。
And is to take the gospel to the ends of the world as good testimony for him.
证明主已经复活了。
To confirm that the resurrected Lord has resurrected.
证明主这个复活的主在教会里面怎样来到兴起一班属他的人一起来去为他作见证。
To see how the resurrected Lord has raised the church, the early church, to be his testimony.
2000多年来，圣灵不断地作工，带领着教会向世人来作见证。
Throughout these 2,000 years, the Holy Spirit has continued to help others, help believers to be good testimonies.
今天我们稍后会有两位都是在众人的面前为主作见证，受浸，加入教会。
And later on during baptism, we have two new members who will give their testimony.
感谢主，我们下午2点到3点，也有一间非洲裔的教会要使用我们的浸池。
And thank God this afternoon between the hours of 2 and 3 p.m. There's an African church who will be using our facilities.
我們下午4點,西班牙語的教會,也會有三位弟兄姊妹要接受浸禮。
And we thank God at 4 p.m. our Hispanic church worshiping here also has three brothers who will be baptized.
所以我們香港人說不要浪費水。
So we from Hong Kong say, do not waste the water.
所以盼望我們每一次復活節、聖誕節有更多人排隊上來浸濕。So
every Easter, every Christmas, we pray and hope that there will be many people lining up to be baptized.
我們有這麼好的浸池,不單止是我們三語的堂會,甚至其他族裔的教會都可以接受浸禮。We
have such great baptismal facilities, not only the three congregations here, but we invite other congregations to use these facilities.
當我們從水起身的時候,我們就是成為主的活祭。After
being submerged, as we arise from the water, we become living sacrifice to God.
我們在世人的面前活出主耶穌的樣式。
In front of others, we become testimony of Christ.
但是世人不會接受我們這樣的廣東話叫曬命去見證。
But the people of the world will not accept the testimony of the believers.
他們會用各樣的勢力來蓋住我們。
They will use every power they have to suppress us.
所以我們齊唱一男一女、一夫一妻的時候，現在這個世界不想聽這些話了。
So as we promote one man, one woman in marriage, the people of the world do not want to hear this.
我們不想看到我們用神的話黑白要分得那麼清楚。
They do not want to see the black and white, what's wrong and what's right in terms of these matters.
我們對理財那種方式
The way we manage our finances is ever separated, different from people of this world. The world will continue to persecute Christian believers.
但記住,祂怎樣上去,祂也要怎樣回來。
But don't forget, how Christ rose up to heaven in the same manner, He will come back.
你注意到這段說話是怎樣說呢?
Let's look at this more carefully.
他是靜雞雞升了上去,還是行雷閃電地上去呢?
Was he quietly taken up into heaven? Or was there thunder and loud noises when he was taken up to heaven?
你仔細去看經文,他是好像輕飄飄,慢慢就上去了。
If you read the scriptures, it appears that he was slowly taken up.
好像沒有驚動世界,我現在走了,這樣。
Without a big disturbance in this world.
今天我們怎樣接? 看到主來呢?
So how do we see the Lord coming back?
是不是行雷閃電,主就會來呢?
Does it come with thunder and lightning?
大地震就會來呢?
Does it come with earthquake?
還是好像祂這樣點升上去,也都是怎樣靜靜地進入我們的心裡?
Or is it quietly? When he left, he also come back to your heart quietly.
這個很值得我們去思考。So
this is deserving of our thinking.
原來行雷閃電、大地震這些只是一個徵兆，並不是說耶穌就那一刻就來了。Sometimes
thunder and lightning is a preview, and not at that moment that Christ is returning.
所以我們要好注意，主耶穌講過，祂來好像賊一樣，即是靜影劑就來了。So
Christ also said that He comes as a thief, quietly He returns.
所以我們很快就進入這個好的,回到啟示錄17章。So
as we return to Revelation chapter 17,
這個就出現一個大淫婦。There
appears there a great prostitute.
那就帶著這個七頭十角的獸。
Riding on a beast with seven heads and ten horns.
他來的時候,如果我們前面16章都看過,就知道這個是主再來的,所以遇到的各樣的災難,差不多接近尾聲。We
read here towards the end of the world, these are the big disasters that the earth will face.
前面我們有一個懷孕的婦人,就是代表那個以色列,生彌賽亞,主耶穌。
Earlier chapters, we read about a pregnant woman who who gave birth, is represented Israel who gave birth to the Messiah.
但嚟到呢处嘅时候咧，就系讲到另外一个妇人，呢个妇人系一个大淫妇。
Here we see another woman, a great prostitute.
喺圣经里边，凡系讲淫乱嘅，都系指喺宗教信仰价值里边参差即各式各样嘅嘢入去自己嗰个嘅信仰体系里边，佢哋就形容为大淫妇。
When we read about prostitution, great prostitute in the Bible, it represents religious and belief in the prostitution in their beliefs and their faith.
所以呢个大淫妇就只喺宗教上面，佢吸入各式各样嘅信仰。擠喺佢身上嚟到吸引更多嘅信徒沉迷於佢嗰種嘅誘惑。
So this great prostitute will use the false religions and theologies of the world and take upon herself to attract all the people of the earth.
使到我哋信徒呢度有一種嘅壓力，就係被呢啲嘅唔同嘅宗教嘅思想嚟到去影響我哋點樣去敬拜神。
So that believers are misled and confused by all the different religious beliefs and affects how we worship our God.
特別前面我們有看見啟示錄有出現的敵基督。
So, earlier we talked about the Antichrist in Revelation.
有假先知。
There's a false prophet.
我們會象徵這些是海獸、地獸。
And we see the sea beasts, the earth beasts.
這個最終的一個目的就是讓這個大淫婦得其嗰個利益，所以世人咧跟住佢哋離開咗神。
So that the great prostitute would have the benefit of being able to mislead people of the world。
咁呢個後邊嗰個七個王七個頭係點講咧
？What is the meaning of the seven heads？
大家可以翻開聖經啟示錄第十七章。
And if you go back to Revelation 17，
咁呢度稍微有解釋咗少少。
There is some explanation。
五位冧咗，有一個仲剩翻喺度喺第十節，咁咧仲有一位咧仲未嚟到啊等等。
In verse 10, for example, it says that 10 have fallen, but one is remaining。
咁第十一節裏邊咧又會出現咧，又有第八位嘅獸出現。
And the eighth beast also will appear in verse 11。
咁咧，我哋好多時候都受到混淆，唔知係咩嚟嘅。
We do not understand these 10 horns.
咁仲有咧，十角咧就係指又係十個王喎，唔係淨係前邊嗰七個王喎。
These 10 horns represent another 10 kings.
咁呢度咧好多嘅解經咧都係覺得佢哋係指羅馬嘅城後邊嗰七座山。
And many Bible scholars refer these to the seven mountains in Rome.
而呢七座山咧，就係象徵有呢個。七個王喺唔同嘅時代出現，而形成呢個十個國嘅一種嘅體制。
And these seven mountains represent seven different kings who would appear in different times。
亦都喺第十二節，你睇到佢哋將呢啲嘅權柄、呢啲王權咧，係聚集埋喺一齊。
We see that these kings gathered all sorts of power amongst themselves。
而係伏喺呢個大淫婦嘅指示之下。奔向巴比伦
and under the direction of the great prostitute, mislead people to Babylon.
所以因為我哋呢啲咧，如果你花時間咧，係會好長時間去讀呢啲嘅事幹。
You can spend a lot of time trying to understand these things.
但係請注意第十七節。
But in verse 17,
神係讓呢啲人嘅意思嚟到聚集埋一齊。
God allowed these people to gather their thoughts.
佢哋本身係好嘅意思。
They may have good thoughts。
本來係為咗要榮耀神嘅意思。
They may want to glorify God。
聚集喺大淫婦嘅面前，就希望可以聚集喺呢個獸嘅面前，就希望可以實現神嘅旨意。
If they gather in front of the beast, perhaps to take care of God's will。
但係事實上係辦唔到。
But found it impossible.
因為佢哋已經離開咗神。
Because in fact they have left God.
咁所以亦都會人咁樣咧入到去巴比倫嘅所謂嘅體制。
And through that we see the world entering into the Babylon world system.
呢啲佢哋嗰啲點樣亂啊、烏裏單刀，我覺得我哋喺今日咁嘅復活節嘅大日子裏邊咧，我哋就唔想太多嘅時間花喺佢哋身上。
During this Easter Sunday, we will not spend more time talking about this world system.
但係主要咧就係第二節裏邊開始，第一節到第三節所講嘅詛咒。
But firstly, mainly focusing on verses 1-3, we first read about condemnation.
就是天有一位大权柄的天使呢，来到说你们快倒了，你现在真的散了。
There's a great angel who came to warn them there will be judgment, there will be condemnation of this world.
这个大淫妇带的这个兽入到这个巴比伦的这个体制里面。
This great prostitute and the great beast, as they enter this world system of Babylon,
必會咧龍女雞作反嚇，第呢個第二節都有講，係污穢可憎嘅雀鳥嘅牢籠。
And as if they are entering a cage full of evil birds, as in found in verse 2.
佢哋相咬相吞。
They will attack and eat each other.
嗰啲王咧，大家都係彼此勾心鬥角。
The kings will connive and fight each other.
百姓咧亦都係。趁著機會咧嚟到賺錢
，and people will use the opportunity to make money。
所以第四節咧，天使就呼召凡屬佢嘅人，你快啲離開呢個巴比倫嘅體制。
So in verse 4, those who belong to God are warned to separate themselves from this world。
唔好再同佢哋撈埋一齊。
Do not mingle amongst them anymore。
快脆啲離開呢個咁嘅體制。
But quickly leave, be separated from this world.
从第八节开始就睇见恶讯，坏消息嚟到啦。
And starting in verse 8, we read about their lamentations.
就好多嘅凄惨嘅事就会发生。
A lot of sad events will occur.
佢哋连自己嘅人都会话有祸啦，惨啦，惨啦，死啦，死啦咁样。
They even curse each other and lament each other's fate.
什么的娱乐，什么的钱，什么的东西，全部都是散晒，没了。
All money will have lost their value. Any celebration will be meaningless.
21-23节都是什么都没了。
Verse 21-23, everything's lost.
前几个礼拜，北加州有一间银行挤提。
As you know, a few weeks ago, there was a bank in Northern California that failed.
一時之間幾日裏邊，哇！好多嘅錢就完全冇曬，好多嘅股票都冧。
And over the course of a few days, many people lost a lot of money, even affected the stock market.
嗰啲有投資嘅人，嗰個影響係非常之凄慘嘅。
It was a great and a sad effect on those who have put money in that bank.
生產力開始緩慢咗落嚟。
Productivity of the nation even could be affected.
我哋喺今日睇呢個世代，無論農業也好，畜牧業也好，都出現好大嘅危機。
We see many dangers in this world, even in the world of agriculture or farming.
人唔想結婚，唔想生仔。
People do not want to be committed to marriage or having children.
買咩嘢都係貴。
Inflation, cost of living rising.
我哋傳媒都睇緊好多呢啲嘅烏煙瘴氣。
So we see a lot of chaos in this world.
重點就係我哋喺咁嘅患難當中，我哋點樣能夠慶祝復活節咧
？So amongst all these confusion, the point is, how do we celebrate Easter?
如果你有聖經，就請你打開第24節呢度點講咧
？And if you turn to verse 24, what does it say there?
呢度第24節呢度話，先知、聖徒同埋地上一切被殺的人，呢個係指殉道者，佢哋所流嘅血。都喺呢個混亂嘅城裏邊揾翻出嚟啦。
And in the city of Babylon was found the blood of prophets and of saints and all those who have been slain on earth.
大家記得寫低，真係好緊要嘅一句。
You must note this very important sentence.
原來耶穌要翻嚟就係要做呢件事。
When Christ returns, he will do these things.
將嗰啲受委屈嘅全部都可以揾翻出嚟。
Those who have suffered injustice will be found.
洗脫過去一切嘅冤枉冤屈
and all the wrongdoing upon them will be removed and justified.
所以今日我哋就喺 在復活節的裏面來到思考一下，我們坐在這處的時候。
So during this resurrection Easter, as we meditate upon this,
我們是否聽到咒詛的聲音呢？
Do we hear voices of condemnation?
他的審判是審判在巴比倫身上，還是我都有份呢？
Are we part of the judgment that God will pronounce upon Babylon?
我們有沒有曾經去做一些神不喜歡要做的事？
Have we done anything that's not pleasing to God?
我們有沒有聽到神的聲音？
Have we heard God's voice?
叫我們快速地回轉。
To quickly return to God and be separated from this world.
願意放低世俗的那種的陋習。
Be willing to put down the falsehood of this world.
並且回去神的話語裡面。
And then to return to God and His Word.
還是我們都是聽到很多哀哭的聲音？
Are we hearing the voice of lamentation?
包括我們自己懊悔的聲音。
Including our voices of repentance.
我真的對不起人。
I have sinned against other people.
我對不起神。
I have sinned against God.
我不應該做這樣的事。
I should not have done this.
現在報應來了。
Now the judgment comes.
還是我們看見的是一個慶祝的聲音？
Or do we hear the voice of celebration?
我們是否在今天崇拜的裡面聽到復活主的呼召，我們的心靈重新的更新過來？
As we worship, do we hear the voice of Christ?That rejuvenates us, that renews us.
以致我們能夠歡喜快樂的來到歌頌讚美我們的神。
That we can joyfully worship and thank our God.
這兩天，我們教會有位宣教士的太太寫了一個見證。
This past week we have received a letter from a wife of a missionary from our church.
她家前面呢，有棵樹斬了下來。
There was a tree in front of their house that was cut down.
市政府咧將個棵樹就拎走咗。
And after the city removed the tree,
就剩翻一堆爛枝爛葉，就喺裏邊咧就聽到一啲雀仔聲。
In the leftover branches, they heard voices of small birds.
哦，原來有幾隻 B B 雀仔咧喺個巢嗰度咧喺度叫叫阿媽叫阿媽。
There were a few baby birds in their nest still in the branches crying out for their mom.
咁呢個媽咧亦都好急著急，哎呀咁跌咗落嚟，棵樹唔見咗，咁我哋啲仔女仲未識飛，咁點算咧？
And the mom was around, very afraid. You know, what is going to happen to my babies after the trees cut down?
呢個宣教士佢名叫Heather De Guzman, 大家都識佢。
This wife of the missionaries, Heather De Guzman.
咁佢女 Audrey 細女而家都差唔多十歲啦，佢就好有心同啲鄰居咧，就去報一個躲避難嘅地方喺個路邊啊，唔會俾嗰啲麻鷹擔走啲雀仔。
And her daughter Audrey, who was about 10 years old, together with a neighbor, set up a box, a house of refuge for the little birds, so that they will be protected.
咁然之後咧。嗰日咧落咗一成日落雨。
And after a day of rain,
咁佢哋喺窗口度睇到咧，嗰只媽媽咧就伸住佢嘅翅膀咧擋住嗰啲仔女嚇，但唔俾啲雨嚟揼濕佢哋。
And during the rain, they saw the mommy bird covering with her wings the babies to protect them.
咁 Heather 喺佢封信度咧就寫咗一個令我好感動嘅話。
I was touched by what Heather wrote.
今天我們看見這個世界好像一棵樹一樣倒了下來。
We see this, she wrote, we see this world as a tree that has been chopped, cut down.
我們真的不知道怎樣保護我們的子子孫孫。
We do not know how to protect our children and our grandchildren.
因為這個世界是走向滅亡。
This world is headed towards destruction, devastation.
但是感謝神，好像 Audrey 那樣，願意伸出一個援手幫咗佢哋一忙。
We thank God there are people like Audrey who extend their hand of help for these folks.
我哋嘅主嘅救恩就系临到我哋嘅生命里边。
Our Lord's salvation now is upon us.
我哋唔需要怕我哋将来嘅生命会系点样。
We do not have to be afraid of the future for our lives.
但系我哋睇到我哋周围嘅好多嘅雀仔。
But we see many little birds around us.
我哋教会，我哋弟兄姊妹，系咪喺主嘅里边有呢个信心，伸出呢个援手，帮少少忙
？The members of our church, are we willing to extend our help, a little bit of help to our neighbors?
无论系我哋嘅奉献。
Whether through our offering,
或者我哋喺出边买餸嘅时候
，or as we are just shopping,
我哋系咪真系将我哋生命当作活祭，活喺世人嘅面前
？Do we live as a living sacrifice, a testimony to God in front of others?
唔理人家点样笑我哋
，We do not mind people who persecute us and laugh at us,
或者嫌我哋呢个太保守。太守舊。
We do not mind other people criticizing us for being too old-fashioned or conservative.
但係願意付出為主嚟到獻俾我哋嘅神。
Are we willing to make a living sacrifice to God?
世界係會好亂。
There will be chaos in this world.
但喺主裏邊，我哋係有真平安。
But we have true peace in our God.
因为我们的主是复活的主
Because our God is a living God.
天父上帝，我们求你差遣圣灵来到复兴我们。
Lord God, we ask that you send the Holy Spirit to revive us.
让我们如今活着的不再是我。
So that no longer am I living.
乃是复活的主在我们里面。
But the resurrected Lord in me.
求你使用我哋今天早上所读嘅话语。
May you use the words that we read this earlier.
掌握呢个宝贵嘅应许。
To grasp hold of this precious promise.
就系圣灵要降临喺我哋身上。
That the Holy Spirit will descend upon us.
就让我哋得着能力。
That we will receive power.
作主嘅见证。
To be a testimony for God.
赞美主。
We praise God.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
In the name of our Lord, we pray.
Amen.